We are joined now down the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino hotline by Elias Lindholm of the Calgary Flames. He signed a new six-year deal with the Flames today. Elias, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm really good. Congratulations on the new deal. It must feel good to kind of have this now off your plate, and you can focus on the rest of your offseason and getting ready. How does it feel to have a new six-year deal under your belt?
Yeah, it feels awesome. I mean, obviously, now I know where I'm going to be for the next 6 years, and I'm really glad we could work this out, and I'm super excited for this opportunity with a really good team, and can't wait to get started.
I know it's different because you're coming to a new team after the trade from Carolina, so you know these negotiations are always a little bit different. I know your agent does a lot of the heavy lifting, but how would that go down with a new team? Take me through that, what that was like, and kind of what your agent was giving you in terms of advice, because you're dealing with a completely new situation, and really outside of Bill Peters, a group that doesn't know a whole lot about you. How was that process?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird feeling. Obviously, when you get traded and got to Calgary, it's all the contract talk start over again. So it's kind of a different situation, but I think we worked out pretty well. And as soon as I heard they want to sign me for a long term, it was an easy choice it was an easy choice for me to agree to that. So I'm really glad we could work this out, and I'm super excited for the season to start.
Now, you don't know a lot of, I remember talking to you right after the trade happened, and you don't know a lot about the city of Calgary. Is it kind of scary to sign long term to somewhere you're not really overly familiar with?
Not really. I talked to a few guys that's been around there, and obviously I only heard good things about Calgary as a city, and I'm really excited to join the team, and the team looks unbelievable. So I'm really looking forward to get started.
Take me through that process, Elias, because when you get traded to a new team, you know, what happens? Who do you hear from? Do you hear from Brad Treliving? Did you hear from Bill Peters? Do you hear from the strength and conditioning coach? They put you on a team-specific program. Do they ask you what you're doing for your training? Like, what all goes into that as you know, get your feet underneath you with a new organization?
Yeah, actually, it was a lot of phone calls and text message first couple of days there. And I think it took a couple of days to get it all to get used to it, kind of that you're actually traded. So, I heard from everyone pretty much. So it's a fun time for me. And Bill and Brad and the strength coach, everyone texted me and talked to me over the phone. So it's a lot of names to remember now whenever everyone is kind of new for me. So, hopefully I will figure it out pretty soon.
Now, you just have names, you got no faces, so you got to get that under your belt when you get over here for sure. Did they send you any video? Have you been watching video on the Flames of last year? But obviously, at the same time, you know that things are going to change a little bit because they are going through a coaching change and one that you're familiar with Bill Peters. So, has there been any talk about type of systems, and have you watched any video? Have you been asked to watch any video?
Not yet. I think, Bill called me right after. I think the way we played in Carolina, I think he wants to play the same, pretty close to the same game. So it feels pretty nice that I'm used to the system and all that. So I don't have to worry about too much. So, but I guess like now when the deal is done, I think maybe we'll start talking more about the system and watch some videos too. So we'll see.
Elias Lindholm is our guest. He signs a new six-year deal with the Calgary Flames today, and he's our guest down the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino hotline. Elias, there's been a lot been said about your career already to date, obviously all those years spent in Carolina, but there's also been talk about your potential and the fact that you maybe haven't hit that ceiling yet. Do you feel there's more to give in your game right now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you always want to produce more every year and help the team to win, and also in Carolina, we didn't make the playoffs all my 5 years there, so I'm kind of disappointed at that too. Obviously, the team goes first, you always want to help out, and I think I'm I know what I can do, and I think I was not even close in Carolina to reach that potential I think I have. So I'm super excited to join this skill team, and hopefully we can have a couple good years in front of us.
Yeah, you mentioned it in terms of maybe not a lot of team success in Carolina. 374 NHL games under your belt, Elias. How hungry are you for the chance to get in the playoffs, and how real do you think that potential is with the Calgary Flames?
I think we're right there. I think when I look at the team, it looked really interesting, and we have a really, really good squad. And yeah, obviously, the first couple of years, it's obviously fun and cool to play in NHL. But I think the older you get and the more games you play, you know you're there to win. And I think last couple of seasons for me, I think I'm really hungry to get into playoffs and see what we can do there. And yeah, I'm super excited for the season to start. And yeah, I can't wait.
You know, last time I spoke to you, the first thought that came to mind for a lot of people was the fact that you get a chance to play with Monahan and Gaudreau. I even asked you about that, and that was something you were very excited about if you got your chance, but you also said, I know I have to earn it. I also asked you about growing in your own game. So that was last time I spoke to you. Since then, some things have changed for your club, including the signing of a guy like James Neal, who's an established goal scorer in this league. How do you see yourself fitting in with this forward group? Where would you like to play? And if it's a role on a second line with a guy like Michael Backlund, is that something you're comfortable with? Or how do you see yourself fitting in with this forward group next year?
Yeah, actually, I haven't even started thinking about that yet. As soon as the deal was done today, I was just like relieved and just so happy. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, like I said earlier, I think you have to earn your spot, and I think there's no like spot for, you know, for me, like top six. You got to earn that, and you know, we'll see how it goes. Wherever I play, I'm just gonna do my best and help the team to win and go as far as we can. And yeah, 6 years here now, I'm just so happy to get it done today, and can't wait to meet everyone.
I mentioned a lot of things have changed for your team since your trade to Calgary. What did you make of a signing like James Neal? How exciting is that for you to come to this group knowing that you're getting a guy like James Neal who has had 10 straight years in this league of 20-plus goals?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good signing for us. I think you know what he can do, and he had a really good season in Vegas too. So, I mean, the team looks very good, and I think with all the signings during the summer and with Neeler and a couple other guys, I think the team look really good, and now it's up to us to show it out on the ice too.
Elias Lindholm was our guest down the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. He signs a new 6-year deal with the Flames today. You know, you look at this group, Elias, and the summer, of course, is almost halfway over now. This team is also heading over to China to begin the preseason. Is that something that excites you? Are you looking forward to going to China?
Yeah, actually, my buddy in Vancouver went there last year, so I was kind of jealous of him to actually go there, and so I'm kind of excited to go over there and see what it's like, and that's a good trip for us, I think.
And a lot of people talk about just road trips in general early in the year can do a lot of good things for a team. This trip, of course, for a guy like you and even like a guy like Noah, you know, getting used to your new teammates, how much of a benefit is it going to be to have this bonding type trip early on?
Yeah, obviously, it's always nice to get to know the guys. And I think it's easier on the road, too, when everyone's together and just have a couple dinners and just get to know each other. So I think it's huge. I think with Carolina, we're kind of always on the road first couple of weeks because of the state and in Raleigh. So it was always nice to start off the season and get to know all the new faces. And so I think that's a good good start for us, and especially for me and Noah to get to know everyone.
You look at this team right now for the Flames, and of course, you were picked fifth overall in 2013. Sean Monahan was picked number six in 2013. I asked you before about your familiarity with the Flames roster, but I want to take you back to that 2013 draft year, Elias, with all the things that top prospects do together. What do you remember about that draft in terms of maybe some of the interactions you have with Monahan? Do you know Sean Monahan very well? How exciting is it to play with a guy that kind of went right there with you in the 2013 NHL draft?
Yeah, it's fun. I remember that day pretty well, the draft day. So, I'm super excited. And he texted me a couple of times. So I think, like, it's kind of easy to make this move go pretty smooth. I think everyone is super nice. And it just makes it easier when everyone is texting, reaching out to you. So, I saw, too, like, we had a lot of players from that draft 2013. So it's an exciting time, and I'm excited to get to know everyone and get the season started.
A lot of people talk about your versatility, able to play down the middle or on the wing. Is there one you prefer more? Do you like playing both, or how do you see yourself in terms of where you might fit in on this team, whether it's on the wing or down the middle?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm used to center when I was younger, and then start playing wing. So it doesn't matter where I play. But end of last year, I started playing more and more center. So, but we'll see how Bill wants to use me. And for me, it doesn't really matter. I'm just gonna try to play as good as I can every night, and just to improve myself and help the team.
You look at this group as what excites you the most about this Calgary Flames team, Elias, when you look at the roster on paper?
Yeah, I think we got everything. I think we got good goalies and good D, and we got young guys and a couple old guys. So I think the mix is right there. I think for me in Carolina, it was too, like, we had a good group too and a good mix, so it kind of excites me that when everyone reached out to me, all they talked about was how close and how good the group was, and how good all the guys were. So I'm excited to get to know everyone and just to get to Calgary.
We mentioned it. We talked about it a bit before. You were talking about, you know, kind of how you see yourself still growing in the NHL as a player. Where do you see yourself in terms of the most growth you still need to do in your game? Is it in the defensive zone? Is it finishing? Where do you see the most need for growth in your game right now, Elias?
I think goal scoring for sure. I think where I want to be is plus 20 goals every year in and out. And I think last year I was close. I think last 30 games, I had one goal maybe. So the ending of that was kind of shitty. But other than that, I think just goal scoring, I need to back in the net more. So that's what I'm focusing on the most.
So now we're sitting here in the middle of July. What's the rest of your summer look like in terms of training? When are you going to come over to Calgary and check things out? What's the rest of the summer look like for you?
Haven't planned anything yet, so we'll see if I'm gonna come over earlier, maybe, and check out the city, and we'll see. But other than that, I'm just gonna be home, hang out with family and friends, and just work out and try to be in good shape as possible.
The last one I want to ask you about is, a lot of people talk about, and I believe I briefly mentioned it to you before, but of course, you being from Sweden, there's another Swedish center on this team that a lot of people talk about, and you played with him at the World Championships. What's your relationship like with Michael Backlund, Elias?
Yeah, he reached out to me and a couple times, so we talked during the phone, and probably gonna call him in a couple days here and see where, like, what kind of area I should live in, and where to start, and, you know, just ask questions. So, yeah, we'll see. It's always nice to have a Swede there, and makes the move a little bit smoother too. So seems like a really good guy. So we'll see how it goes, and hopefully I can maybe have a dinner or two with him before we head over.
You bet. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks for your time today, and looking forward to seeing you face-to-face this fall. Thanks for doing this today, Elias.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Elias Lindholm, 6-year extension with the Calgary Flames as he signed today. $4.85 million per season for Elias Lindholm, as you heard there. He wants to score more goals. Sees himself as a 20-plus goal scorer every year in this league. We'll see if he can grow on that with the Flames next season.